From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The Lee County Event Center in Hobbs will be the site of free COVID-19 vaccinations on Thursday as the COVID-19 cases continue to rise in Lee County. On Tuesday, the New Mexico Department of Health reported 131 new cases of the coronavirus in the county. As a result, there's been a shortage of beds for COVID patients in the county. Norley Hospital CEO David Shaw told MTD Radio News that as of Monday, his hospital in Lovington had to transfer a patient to a Denver, Colorado hospital, and Covenant Hobbs had no beds for COVID patients at their hospital either. Again, there will be free vaccinations at the Lee County Event Center in Hobbs on Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Artesia Schools Superintendent J.R. Noel confirmed on Tuesday that a resolution that was unanimously approved by the school board on Monday will be sent to the New Mexico Public Education Department. Noel elaborates further.
The intent of the resolution to the Public Education Department to advocate to our legislators and also as an example to other districts across the state, more local control for our local school board based on community needs. And in the resolution, it does state that, there are 89 districts and a one-size-fits-all approach does not work for all 89 districts. And so that is the purpose of the resolution.
Concerned citizens in Artesia packed Monday night's board meeting and expressed their concerns about the PED's stronghold over their schools. This coming on the heels of the Floyd District School Board, which was suspended after it voted twice not to follow the PED's COVID guidelines. The PED announced on Tuesday that former Hobbs Superintendent Stan Rounds, who is currently the Executive Director of New Mexico Coalition of Education Leaders, will serve in the place as the Floyd School Board until the matter is settled. Chavez County Lieutenant Deputy Joel Ramirez submitted his resignation to Chavez County Sheriff Mike Harrington on Friday regarding his arrest on a DWI charge last month.
We at the Sheriff's Office have a very strong stance on that, and me personally being the DWI chairman here in Chavez County, I have a no-tolerance stance.
Harrington added that
one of the things that I told him is, I said, you've got a lot of friends here.
Ramirez pleaded not guilty to charges of violating open container laws, driving on the wrong side of the road, and aggravated DWI after refusing all sobriety tests. In charge of the news, for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.